Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already July 25th and 26th, almost August. It's flown by. We had a great July 4th weekend, of course, a few weeks ago, a lot of road races, and that's really relevant for today's guest, Joe Casper, who will be talking about a number of upcoming road races. But with my real job hat on, that is the CEO of a dental insurance company, wanted to give everybody the good news that oral health coverage on the public exchange, healthcare.gov, is going really, really well. We have thousands of individuals in New Hampshire who have purchased individual dental coverage for as low as $25 a month on healthcare.gov. And we also have the private exchange, deltadentalcoversme.com, and another 5,000 or so individuals have purchased dental insurance through deltadentalcoversme.com. The partnership that we have with the New Hampshire Fisher Cats has enabled us to get the word out because we've done research, and many of the thousands of people who show up and participate and are fans of New Hampshire Fisher Cats actually don't have dental coverage. So we actually have a kiosk there at the stadium, health through oral wellness, and you can get your dental score there. I was there one night, Saturday night, for a baseball game, and I actually did it myself. It takes you about 5 minutes, and you can get your dental score, get it emailed to you, and that will tell you, you know, some information that you might want to give to your dentist. Now, you can't have overall health without good oral health, but you can also facilitate that along the way by being physically fit. We have a great wellness culture at Northeast Delta Dental. We have aerobics, we have running groups, walking groups, yoga, and as I say to our customers, we're not running a country club. What we're trying to do is making everybody feeling good about themselves, and of course, if you feel good about yourself, you deliver exemplary customer service. So with me this weekend is Joe Casper, who is wears many hats. He represents our Northeast Delta Dental for chamber events. He represents us in a lot of other public speaking venues, and if you think our facilities at the One Delta and Two Delta are pristine, that's Joe's responsibility. But another one of his responsibilities is special events. So, Joe, we're going to be talking about upcoming road races, but how about if we start with your career? And again, this is Joe Casper, our director at Northeast Delta Dental, and has worked with me for many, many years. So how about if you give us a little background on your career and how you wound your way up to Northeast Delta Dental?
Well, thanks, Tom, and it's a pleasure being with you on this fine weekend. I've always enjoyed being out in the public and working with Northeast Delta Dental. I spent a number of years back in the days when, before we had PCs in front of us and all the technology we have today, everything got processed in these big data centers. I used to run those for a number of years and then transitioned into building data centers and then got involved with building facilities and got into facilities management. And since I've been with Northeast Delta Dental for the past 13 and a half years, I've been out in the community. I do a lot of public speaking. I'm in Toastmasters. I have side jobs such as being a justice of the peace. I announce road races, so I've been involved with road races. I've been involved with the Capital Area Race Series since its inception back in 2005. And I'm out in the community representing the company in a number of different events, from the Concord Chamber. I'm on the board of directors there. I'm chairman of the board for Good Life Programs and Activities, which is Concord Senior Center. It's the Centennial Senior Center, but it's really the Good Life when you get a chance to get done with the daily work activities. So that's up on North State Street, and you want to stop by and visit them. They've got all kinds of wellness programs that are going on, so it all ties in with wellness in the summertime.
And someone I know got you involved with that board.
Well, yeah, you know, this guy by the name of Tom Raffio.
Well, as you know, Joe,
me out there, and it's great.
We it's not just me. I'm on several boards, including chair of the State Board of Ed and several other boards, Early Learning New Hampshire. But between you, me, and probably 59 other employees, we populate dozens and dozens of not-for-profit boards in the greater Concord area, in the greater New Hampshire area, over and above a lot of quiet philanthropy that people do. So it's kind of our culture to be out there. Now, since you mentioned the Capital Area Race Series, for those of you that are listening to this today on July 25th, this is the last race, the Woodchuck Classic, of the Capital Area Race Series, and it's seven races, which began, seems like yesterday, Joe, but it was back in March. We had the race at Gilmanton.
It flies by.
Since that time, we've had six other races, culminating today, July 25th, the Woodchuck Classic. So why don't you talk about the different aspects of the Capital Area Race Series, and I'll kick it off by saying when we conceived it, and that would be Tom Walton, who's our fitness guru, and Perry Segros, who's a professor in NHTI, and myself, we thought in terms of we wanted it to be a combination of getting recreational runners like myself out there more often, but also cater as well to elite runners. So I think we have a great combination of elite runners, you know, such as Scott Clark, Heather Searles, Mahoney, Kristen Dineski from Hopkinton. There's a lot of great well-known runners that participate in the series, but then there's a couple hundred other people like myself that are there just really to stay fit. So I think we've achieved that goal, don't you think?
Oh, I think so. You know, the Capital Area Race Series, it's a seven-race series. We're looking at perhaps expanding it to an eighth race for 2016. We've already started meeting about that. But the nice thing about the Capital Area Race Series, for a lot of folks who like to go out and just run a 5K, and there's a lot of people that enjoy that 3.1-mile run, most all of these races also have a walk component, and a lot of them have a kids' fun run involved. So it's a family event. It doesn't take a long time on a weekend. You come out, you know, for a couple of hours, you can go out and get some great exercise. And folks like the seven races because they're spread out. We're looking at perhaps adding an eighth race. There's something for everybody from running on pavement to running cross country to everything in between. And you develop a great camaraderie. You know, you get to see the same folks that attend all these races when you're in the series because you're signed up for the seven races. So you get to develop new friendships with new people all the time.
And if you participate in six out of seven, you get a great jacket from our latest partner of the Capital Area Race Series, and that would be Runner's Alley, correct?
That's correct, and it's going to be a New Balance jacket. It's going to be a high-tech jacket. As a matter of fact, this is our 10th anniversary for the Capital Area Race Series this year, and so we decided to partner with Runner's Alley, and we've got this New Balance technical jacket that's going to be the prize for participating in the series when you complete six out of the seven races.
So really, everybody can be a winner. Now, we also, of course, if you can score your top five scores for five out of the seven, you can get an age-graded award. You can get an age group award. You can be a Clydesdale winner. That is, I'm going to define that for you, Joe. That is men who are 190 pounds or more. Are in the so-called Clydesdale category. And then there's a quote-unquote Philly category, and that's for women who want to acknowledge if they are 140 pounds or more, and there's a Philly category. So all of those categories are in the Capital Area Race Series. It's a lot of fun, and I put out the standings, and there's also a Capital Area Race Series website. So those of you that are my running friends, I hope to see you at the Woodchuck Classic. We like it because it's very symmetrical to the first race of the series, Gilmanton, where you end with a big, long hill. Well, in the Woodchuck Classic, you start with a downhill, so you probably have your fastest split of the year. If you normally do like an 8-minute mile, you could do easily a 7-minute mile to start with. If you do a 7-minute mile, you can do like a 5-minute mile. But then the last mile is going to be very much slower because it's straight uphill. So that's the Woodchuck Classic, and jackets will be given out if you're present for that.
Jackets will be given out this Saturday. The nice thing about this Woodchuck Classic is it ties in with the fair. And so afterwards, there's a nice chicken barbecue that's a good old-fashioned New England chicken barbecue for $10. So bring a little extra cash with you when you come. You can participate for a nice chicken barbecue. And if you're not there for that seventh race, but yet you've qualified for the jacket, you'll be able to pick those up from Runner's Alley.
That's great. Now, of course, then we have some other events coming up, and maybe we can mention it a little bit before a commercial break, and then we'll expand on it. But we have some walking events that I'd like you to cover. One is we have a fairly significant arthritis walk on August 2nd, and then we have a walk for ALS in the fall. But let's start with the arthritis walk.
The arthritis walk is going to be August 2nd. It's going to be down in Manchester. It'll start up at Eversource, which is, of course, formerly PSNH. You walk down Commercial Street. They have they'll have a booth down at the end. They've got a shuttle, so you have free parking up at Eversource, and you'll be able to walk down, participate in prizes, and also, if you're a participant in this walk, you'll get a chance to see the game.
That's right, because it'll be at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium, and later, next week, actually, or the week after, Jack Heath, who now is on the morning here on The Pulse, will be interviewing Tom Bringle and myself. I'm the Leadership Council Chair for Arthritis New Hampshire, and Tom is the Executive Director, and we'll have the youth honoree. So it'd be great if there was a great turnout because, Joe, I know you know this because you hang out with me, but more youth are impacted negatively by arthritis than juvenile diabetes. And I think when I share that statistic with people are stunned. And I think one of the things that we're trying to get across is that we want people to be comfortable about talking about arthritis. When you get it as an adult, people are reticent to talk about it because they think, oh my God, that's just part of the aging process, or, you know, my boss mm-hmm. won't think I can do my job. But we're really trying to get out there. There's new branding related to it. So go on to the arthritis website and come down and see Kathy.
It'll be a great time.
Great time. And Kathy Walker, one of our other great colleagues at Northeast Delta Dental, will be leading the Northeast Delta Dental team. So Running Friends, Canterbury, today, July 25th at 9 o'clock. We'll return with more summertime fitness and fun with Joe Casper of Northeast Delta Dental after commercial break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio from Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and with me is my great colleague for many years, Joe Casper, who directs our facilities but also is responsible for a number of special events. And as you heard Joe describe, he's really out there in the community. And that's, you know, kind of what our expectation is for management at Northeast Delta Dental, is you get out there doing well by doing good. And I also have found that those of my employee colleagues that get involved with various not-for-profits and various activities, it's actually a great professional development exercise. We're known for great corporate governance and great customer service, and I know that my employee colleagues that serve on boards bring that expertise to those boards, but I also see that they bring back to Northeast Delta Dental. They're much more polished with their public skills, public speaking skills, et cetera. So as mentioned, Joe coordinates a number of special events, including he helped us, obviously, with the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race. He was at the top when Joseph Gray had the second fastest time of all time. There's only been a handful of human beings that have finished that race.
And he came through with a smile and like it was just for a nice walk in the park.
He did. We have a great film of him, and I emailed the film to him, and I said, Joseph, you made this look easy. And, of course, we all know it's not. I mean, having done it, I did it in an hour and 57 minutes, and I was like, oh, my God. And by the way, Joe, that's why I actually have a beard, because my wife said that if I did it under 2 hours, she would actually allow me to grow a beard. So
there was a goal there.
There was a story behind that story. So we do these big, huge races like the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race, the Beach to Beacon, you know, race in Maine, and so forth. But there are other races that we get involved with, such as last year we started the Run United 5K. So tell us when and where this year's Run United K is.
Well, the Run United 5K, we are a partner with Lincoln Financial on this because they are also a big United Way supporter, and we've got folks from Granite United Way who are working with us on this. This is our second year of doing this. The first year we did it, it's held at Northeast Delta Dental, and we did it at the end of September, and because it gets, you know, the sun's going down earlier and it's a little chillier at night, we decided to move it up till August because this is a race and a walk and a kids fun run, so it's something for everybody. But it goes right through NHTI, so it's all on pavement. So it's nothing that's a multi-task race where you've got to be some on the cross-country trail and everything like that. This is all on the pavement. It's a fun time. We've got a lot of people who participated last year. We were able to donate $1,500 to United Way, and this year we're hoping to double that amount of people coming out to participate. It's Thursday night, August 6th, and it's at 6 o'clock at night, so it's after work. All you got to do is bring your running clothes with you. Come on over after work. We're going to have food. We've got hot dogs. We've got Stonyfield's donating yogurt. We're going to have booths set up. It's going to be a festive event. It's at One Delta Drive, and a facility. It starts and ends right on the soccer field. We're going to have walkers. We've had a significant number of walkers participate. Also, we've got a kids' fun run that'll happen at 5:45. So bring the kids along. It'll be a fun night. And keep in mind that the money that you're spending to participate into this 5K run walk event is all headed out towards United Way, doing good things in the community.
And that's the best part. You're staying fit. You're having fun. Great camaraderie.
Oh, yeah.
And as you said, there's a walking component. So there's really, even my pal at the station, Jay, can do this, right? Because he loves to walk.
Absolutely.
So we can have walkers as well. And I think that's the one way we've been broadening road races is by having a very validated, you know, walking component. So that's August 6th. And this is a little bit of inside baseball, but please tell me that Tom Walton will not be putting cones on on a golf cart.
We've prohibited him from doing that. He had an unfortunate accident last year where he was directing folks who were driving our little golf cart around. And he stood up when he should have ducked and ended up
Hitting the root canal,
which is our pedestrian tunnel.
I think it put a crack in the root canal. I'm not sure about Tom's head, but
Yeah, we had to have that fixed last year. But
Tom's head or the root canal?
Well, we fixed his head, and then we had to patch up the root canal.
That's too funny. But anyway, you know what? I'm starting to sound like my grandparents, but it just literally seems like yesterday that Tom had that little accident, and
oh,
here we are.
Time is flying.
It's like a year later, and it's already year two.
Look
of
at
the,
cars; it's finishing up. I mean, the time is just flying along.
So again, so since you mentioned the Cars finale, that's the Woodchuck Classic. If you're listening to this on Saturday, July 25th, head out to the Canterbury Fair, and you can literally, you know, run into the race. And then offline, many of the awards will be given out. But if you're there, the top awards will be given out, and then as well as the jackets if you participate in 6 out of 7. Now, we have something else. If you're listening to this on July 26th, we actually... Scott Duvall and his wife, Fluffy, she goes by, but her real name is Gwen, is putting on the Capital City Triathlon, and I'm participating in that. So if you see me on Monday, July 27th, Joe, then that means I survived.
You survived. And the previous week, we had the Merrimack River Trail Triathlon as well.
Exactly. So. And that was fun, and that was down over at Six Loudon, where Delta's original building, and that was a lot of fun. That triathlon involved first mountain biking through the cornfields, which was a little bit of sticky, muddy. Then we did the road race part of it, which also through the trail. So it wasn't a road race, it was through the trail and then kayaking. The Capital City Triathlon is swimming in the Merrimack River, then biking through Concord. The route has changed a little bit. Obviously, it's difficult to get through Main Street, and then you do a 5K. So... shout out to all of you that are doing that, and I will definitely see you there. Now, thinking a little bit ahead and changing sports, Joe, if you could, the Concord Chamber Golf Tournament is August 5th, and I know the reason why I want to mention it as chair of the State Board of Education, anything that raises funds for education, I'm pretty proud to promote. So tell us a little bit about that chamber event.
The chamber event is happening August 5th. It's over at Beaver Meadow. The Concord Chamber does a great job because all those monies go for funds for education, supporting a number of different things, plus Leadership Concord in the Capital Area Student Leadership Program. But it's a fun day. It starts 9 o'clock in the morning, I believe, is the tee off on that, and there's a nice dinner afterwards, a luncheon that's put on afterwards. So it doesn't involve the entire day. You can still get, if you got to go back to the office, you can still get a little work done. Things finish up around 2:30. They've got some great prizes. As you know, Beaver Meadow, they've been doing a lot of work over there, the city of Concord. It's a great walking course. There will be carts, but it's a fun course to play. And there's a lot of notables that are entered into this golf tournament from the greater Concord area.
And I want to give you a shout-out, since you mentioned both Leadership Concord and the Capillary Student Leadership Program. Both of those leadership programs, candidly, wouldn't happen without your energy behind it. You put a lot of time into it. And, of course, you know, Northeast Delta Dental mm-hmm. is a sponsor. But I think leadership can be developed both at the adult level as well as the student level. And my oldest daughter, Jenna, I think that really changed her life when she participated in it. She ended up spending time in Tanzania and then became a nurse, and now she's getting her doctorate in nursing. And so that really, I think, to me, began with her seeing her leadership abilities in the Capillary Student Leadership Program. So I just want to give you a shout-out, Joe, for keeping the energy behind that program, because, of course, I'm relentless about you still doing your job at Delta Dental while you do this other stuff. So thank you. And, of course, the Concord Chamber Golf Tournament, you know, you'll be golfing on that day. And I actually have a State Board of Education board meeting that day, so I won't be there. But I know that Tim will do a great job. I know these are out there in the fall, and I'll have you back, but I just want you to mention the Walk for ALS, which will be done in Manchester on October 4th, as well as the way looking ahead, the Frank Donovan Memorial 5K.
Yeah, we've got a couple of things coming up in the fall. You know, people think about racing and things like that. Racing goes on now year-round running. You can run all throughout the year. We've got a couple of events coming up in November. One is the Runway 5K. This is a brand new one from Granite State Management Association. And this is benefiting STEM research. It's going to also be not only a 5K plus a walk, but there's also going to be an aviation day, something brand new up at Concord Airport. If you haven't been up to Concord Airport, November 7th, it starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, goes till 3 in the afternoon. You might even get in a free plane ride. There's helicopter rides. There's all kinds of things. We're hoping to have FIRST up there with robotics, all benefiting, enhancing all the STEM activities for the education for students.
Right. Which, again, I love this, to hear this, you know, science, technology, engineering, math. Of course, you know, the governor has put a big commitment behind that in the governor's STEM task force, so it's great. And we also want to put a shout out and start promoting an ALS walk that we're having on October 4th. Obviously, with the Ice Bucket Challenge, there's much more awareness of ALS, sometimes known as Lou Gehrig's disease, but we're the prime sponsor of a big walk that will be held in Manchester on October 4th.
Yes, so we've got all kinds of things. Whatever you want to do, if you're just a walker, you want to get out and get some exercise, if you like to run and, you know, 5Ks are your thing, we've got plenty of those happening around town. There's all kinds of things that are going on, something for everybody. And if you're not any of those, we can come back and we'll talk a little bit about some of the other opportunities that are available in the Concord area.
So we have about a minute left. Why don't mm-hmm. you just give us a brief update on the Wellness Coalition and how Concord's taking the lead on that?
The Capital Area Wellness Coalition is doing great. We're into our sixth year, and we're working with the Concord Chamber of Commerce, looking at some of the historic markers. Of course, downtown Concord is being revitalized. They're renovating the Main Street area. They've got part of it done already. So we're going to have walking markers throughout the Wellness Coalition is going to be working with the Chamber to develop those. So you can, if you want to go for a walk during lunch and you're downtown, you'll be able to measure your walkout. There's all kinds of things happening with downtown Concord, especially with all the construction. I know it's a little messy down there, but you're starting to see what some of that's going to look like as they're already onto the other side of Main Street.
So Concord area is taking the lead in wellness. So, running friends, if you're listening to this on Saturday, Canterbury Woodchuck Classic. On Sunday, Capital City Triathlon. Joe, thank you for joining me this gorgeous weekend. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. We'll return next week with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.